British and Irish Lions 2025, Finn Russell and Jameson Gibson Park seek to thrill against Queensland Reds, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-07-01T17:20:03.318Z, description colon Finn Russell and Jameson Gibson Park could be a devastating Lions partnership against the Queensland Reds and beyond, writes Tom English, Russell and Gibson Park, the dream that is about to become a reality, image source, Getty Images image caption, Gibson Park, left, makes his Lions debut after missing the games against Argentina and Western Force while he recovered from injury, Tom English, BBC Sport in Australia, at Tenglish Sport, published, 21 minutes ago, Queensland Reds v British and Irish Lions date, Wednesday, July 2nd venue, Suncorp Stadium, Brisbane time, 11 o'clock BST coverage. Live text commentary on the BBC Sport website and mobile app, in a stadium that has in its day danced to the tune of many different teams from many different sports, the Kangaroos and the Gillaroos, the Reds and the Roar, the Matildas, the Broncos and the Dolphins, it's the Lions that will fill the place on Wednesday in Brisbane. Formerly the site of a burial ground and then Lang Park Sports Stadium, named after a particularly fiery Presbyterian minister from Greenock in Renfrewshire, the Suncorp stands on some interesting terrain in the inner city. When people say there's an elephant in the room in this place, they're literally talking about an elephant. Carly, a circus animal, was a beloved performer on this land in the 1950s, so much so that they buried her here after the poor thing performed her last trick for the entertainment of the masses. The Queensland Reds, coached by Lakis, who for 6 years was an assistant with Ireland and for another 3 was the director of rugby with Ulster, will be looking to do a different kind of burial. Much of the preamble to the Lions' second game on Australian soil has, unsurprisingly, centered around the halfback partnership of Scotland's Finn Russell and Ireland's Jameson Gibson Park, two players that serve as a constant reminder that rugby, though a playground for big beasts, can still be artistic and beautiful. Their combination is one that will have people shifting forward in their seats with quickening pulses. Rugby is forever in danger of eating itself with its inexorable march towards grunt and aggression, but these two remind you of why you might have fallen in love with rugby in the first place. Not many have ever had their rugby heart stolen by a one-dimensional big banger. But Russell and Gibson Park and their potential to thrill? That's different. They've never played together, but Wednesday is the night it happens, and if it's all right, then we're going to be seeing a whole lot more of it in the Saturdays to come. They're very different people, Russell gregarious and charismatic, Gibson Park quiet and laid back, but they're one and the same when it comes to how the game should be played, fast and furious, off the cuff and adventurous. Scrum halves are supposed to be loud and bossy, but Gibson Park isn't either of those things. His Lions and Ireland coach Andy Farrell calls him horizontal, such is his unflappable personality. His speed of thought is electrifying, his accuracy when firing passes that are so on the money that they can eliminate 2 and 3 defenders in an instant is unerring. His quick taps bamboozle defenses, his support lines mess with their heads, his ability to scan a field and know in an instant where the space is a large part of the reason why Ireland have been so consistent over so many years. He's a totem of that team, tiny but towering at the same time. It's said that there is only one Antoine Dupont, but that's not really true. There's 1¾ and the 3/4 is Gibson Park. At his best, he's very much in the same conversation as the great Frenchman. And now we get to see him play with Russell, the great conductor at 10, a figure of growing authority on the back of a confidence-boosting and trophy-laden season with Bath. The double threat is what Lions fans have wanted to see. Normally a coach wouldn't necessarily play his first choice 10 on Saturday and Wednesday, but Farrell is making an exception in Brisbane because he, as much as anybody else, is mustard keen to see how these two will gel. Why wait? Just crack on. They've had a few training sessions but no game time together. Will the lack of familiarity get in the way or will it be chemistry from minute one? Intriguing. Image source, Getty Images image caption, R.G. Snyman carries Jameson Gibson Park as Leinster celebrate winning the United Rugby Championship final in June, Queensland Reds v Lions preview, teams, and how to follow, published 10 hours ago, Rugby Union Weekly, a concern at the lack of nailed-on starters, latest Lion in Australia, Kinghorn's wake-up call for Captain Itoje, published 9 hours ago, race for test places intensifies as Lions take next step, the Lions test jigsaw is still far from complete. The other day Farrell said they were only getting started in putting things together, but the reality is that come post-match against the Waratahs in Sydney on Saturday there'll only be two more games before test week and only one of those, the Brumbies in Canberra, has the look of a telling contest. It's early days but, equally, time is slipping away. It's the glorious contradiction of a Lions tour. If Hugo Keenan is to keep himself in the race at 15, where the more versatile Elliot Daly and Blair Kinghorn are the main contenders, then he needs to send a message at the Suncorp. On the wing, James Lowe and Mac Hansen look to be in the box seat, so Tommy Freeman needs to do something to change the picture again. Doohan van der Merwe is the other wing on Wednesday. He's not the work rate type operator Farrell values so much, so he's got a lot to find. The midfield has changed at every turn with Farrell exploring every option. It's Hugh Jones and Boondi Aki on Wednesday. Potentially devastating in the first test. Watching from the stand, Gary Ringrose and Sian Tuipulotu. Also potentially devastating. Some incredible talent is going to miss out when the big stuff swings around. Unlike, say, the 2017 tour to New Zealand, there are few moral certainties for the test pack this time around. Back then, you had a set of mostly unchanging and hardcore forwards playing the big games, a front row of Mako Viunipala, Jamie George, and Tadg Furlong, a mix of Alan Wynne-Jones, George Cruis, and Mauro Itoje in the second row with Sean O'Brien, Talapifala Taw and, when fit, Sam Warburton in the back row. There isn't that kind of clarity now. Dan Sheehan is a shoo-in at hooker and Itoje is a certainty at lock. There are others who are ahead in their individual races, but they're nowhere near nailed on like the class of 2017. Itoje is in no danger, but could do with a dominant performance on Wednesday. Seven of the pack of eight against the Reds have points to prove. The hosts should be better than the Force last weekend, fifth in Super Rugby compared to ninth, but they're still diminished. Hooker Matt Faisler and center Hunter Pisami are the only two of eight Wallabies who have been released by Joe Schmidt. Barring a shock so ground-shaking that it could wake lovely Carly from her slumber, the Lions will win. But how well will they win, and how intoxicating will that halfback partnership prove now that it is almost a reality rather than an exciting figment of the imagination? Questions as the Lions drive on, related topics, British and Irish Lions Rugby Union, more on this story, Faith Amid the Fury, How Lion King Itoje Keeps His Peace, published 11 hours ago, Farrell Keeps Us Guessing, 5 Lions Talking Points, published 1 day ago, get the latest updates from the Lions Tour, top stories, live. Wimbledon, Krejcikova begins title defense, Sinner in action, 23,454 viewing 23K viewing, live. Filer strikes early for England in second T20 against India, 2,550 viewing 2.6K viewing, Arsenal sign goalkeeper Kepa from Chelsea for £5 million, published 3 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, going inside real-life couples therapy, investigating the rise of medical conspiracy theories, a new comedy drama wrapped in a gripping family mystery, amazing young people across history, elsewhere in sport, Faith Amid the Fury, How Lion King Itoje Keeps His Peace, Sweltering Switzerland, How Hot Is Euro 2025 Going to Be, Is It Conceivable That Mercedes Could Drop Russell for Verstappen, Al Hilal Climb Everest, But Worrying Signs for Man City, Meet the Only English Manager at the Euros, All Kinds of Wizardry. Best Shots from Day 1 of Wimbledon. Video All Kinds of Wizardry. Best shots from day 1 of Wimbledon, FIFA should consider playing World Cup final at 9 a.m, I can't hear it, Wimbledon's first day of electronic calling, what are main questions facing England before Euros, a family affair as Poulter and son battle to qualify for Open, have we watched Messi's final game on global stage, who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions. Video: who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions. Verstappen, Russell, and Mercedes. What factors are at play? The end of one of football's great fullback duos. Where do they rank? The Commonwealth Games swimmer who might not see 40. The chase is on. Why no team can feel safe against Stokes England. Why best dressed officials are missing from Wimbledon. Which young players could light up Euro 2025? What do you remember about the 2013 Lions Tour? Home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, audio, video, live. Terms of use: about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, BBC emails for you, advertise with us. Copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config__=, window__initial_data_data_global_global_navigation, country://etand/language=engb/and/service=commercial/colon/name/colon/global_navigation/comma/props/colon/country/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/